Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Solo Adventures Together. Woo! Episode 3, everybody. It's going to be the third episode.
It's the third one.
You'll see.
You forgot to introduce us.
We'll get there. You've got to have a 30 seconds of buffer.
No, just say your name.
I'm Duder.
And I'm Nurse Huckleberry. And we send each other to events. For fun.
That's the hope, at least.
That's the hope.
That's the dream.
The hope.
Today, Solo Adventures, of course, we send each, like she said, send each other to places, then you report back.
So the rules of it go, you get sent somewhere.
Yes.
We did adjust slightly in that you told me...
Mostly for anxiety's sake.
Well, it just makes it makes it smoother.
Yeah, exactly.
So you told me before we had done, you don't get to find out until you're on the way there.
Right.
But turns out, makes it a lot, worse.
Yes. Trying to figure out parking where exactly to go.
And, that made it worse. Mm-hmm. So we decided the night before.
Night before.
And then you can have time to pick.
Night before, you get the tickets, you get the location,
you
get dress code. You get timeline.
So, but before that, you just get when wear dress code.
Right.
So, we decided the night before was a little bit easier. Mostly because if it's a morning event, neither of us are morning people. So we don't have to, make a lot of decisions.
No.
In the morning.
No, who does?
Anywho. So, I went to the event this time.
Right. I picked the event.
You picked the event. Bert, you going to come hang out with us?
Bert's got some thoughts on this.
Bert, you want to come cuddle? Oh.
Bert's got some thoughts on this.
Do you want to, since you have the ticket on your phone, you
want to... It is behind you.
Oh.
Right there.
I see.
Directly behind Nurse was my phone, so that helps.
There we go. We got it.
So I sent you to, hold on, stall for me.
Wow, Bert, are you going to settle down? You're going to get...
Bert, what about the audio-only people? You got to think about the meow or something. They're not going to believe you're here.
Bert, I'm poking, and you're not meowing at all.
You're not meowing at all.
I don't know. Do you want this blanket here or not? I can move it.
Okay, I don't know why...
Here, Bert, here. I'm sorry.
Why are the pass tickets not there? Okay, I guess
The event is still technically going...
It ended at five. So I sent you to a free event, the Los Angeles Synth Expo, which sounds super cool. Synths, of course, the things you plug wires into and it makes noise.
Right, this is for electronic music.
Right, modules and whatnot. So on top of that, there was also a beginning class on Eurorack, which neither of us knew what that was. But now you know what it is, maybe, that you took at the LA Synth Expo. And there were only 12 spots. There were only 12 spots. Were there 12 people there?
No.
Okay.
I'll explain why there was 12 spots.
Sure. I don't have the description of it anymore. It's not... let me see if I can find it while you start explaining.
Sure. My question to you would be to... Why did you choose that event?
Do you want
me to look it up?
No. I can talk and look.
We can edit this out.
No, we can't.
Look the thing up. We have found the description of the class.
It took a second because I guess the event got deleted off of Eventbrite and there is no record of the tickets.
I don't know. Anyways.
Either way. So I sent you to a workshop at the LA Synth Expo. That was
Synth and Pedal Expo.
Synth and Pedal.
Synth and Pedal.
Synth and Pedal Expo. It is a workshop, an intimate 45-minute class with only 12 participants hosted by some guy. Workshops aims to demystify some of the core concepts involved in modular synthesis. After examining how a modular system differs from a standard synthesizer, we will take a look at how to put together a basic patch from scratch. As time allows, we will also cover some practical techniques for sequencing and sound design. If you have been curious about getting into Eurotrack, but have been unsure where to begin, this workshop is for you. So I chose this because this says beginner It says, take a look at in basic patch, which sounds like it might be hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something super interesting that's like, it's a weird tool. I don't know.
Uh-huh. And my first question to you mm-hmm. was, do I need to bring anything?
Right.
Is there an expectation that I own these things? And you said, no, it doesn't.
So yeah, on the Eventbrite listing, it did not have any requirements to bring anything at all. But now, looking at the website, it does say something, which is kind of frustrating.
Uh-huh. So we'll go with it wasn't, like, maybe it was beginner, but it was not introductory.
Sure.
There was a strong assumption that you had a working knowledge of how to use synths in general. And from what I was able to gather is a Eurorack is a rack mount.
Mm-hmm.
That you put modular
synths.
Well, they're not synths. They just do something different.
They're like plugins, or they're like
right.
Yeah.
I don't like they have different effects on the sound. So the actual synthesizer, because he was using a synthesizer, right? When it was like a little keyboard and it makes like electron keyboard, and then that's plugged in, and there will be a picture. It's plugged into this whole slew of different modules that change the sound in some way or another. And basically, if you have a tone that goes boo, then there's a special box that can make it go boo, or it can make it louder or quieter.
Wow.
There was the assumption that you already knew what those boxes did.
Oh, good.
And how to use them.
That isn't, okay.
And how to make the music, and that you know, for the most part, there was an expectation. At one point, he's like, yeah, if you've got like 20 years of piano experience, then you'd probably want to use that in your music.
And you're I played the flute in high school marching band.
And he's like, yeah, so I just got a quick, I made this beat earlier, I did this, so when you do it and you just run, we got a little randomizer going, and you're going to run your little thing, and then, we're working with polyphonics here. It was the most jargon-filled 45 minutes of my life.
So, like, last time, I came home with one vocabulary word.
Yeah, of gibbet, or of greeble.
Greebles.
Greebles.
Yes. And you're coming in with more than you can remember.
There is no chance I could remember them at all. Now, let me set the stage. One, this location did not, that parking lot, that was not their parking lot. They didn't have a parking lot.
So, wait, you didn't, there was no place to park?
No, I had to park on, so this was in Silver Lake, which is...
Oh, you have to park on a hill?
Yes.
Oh, God, you had to park on a hill.
Silver Lake is notoriously very steep hills, so I ended up having to park...
Did you curb your tires?
I did.
Okay, good.
I did. I'm nervous about not curbing the tires.
Bert, what?
Come on, Bert.
Since when? You see a light on and you think we're going to give you treats?
No, I think he just wants to sit.
He's not sitting.
Let him lay down. There he goes.
There he goes. Yeah, thank you, Bert, for...
Yeah, you get a butthole. Big stinky butthole.
That's not what I want.
So yeah, and I was, like, a little bit late because the parking was hard, and I find the spot, I find the place, and I go in, and, like, the guy at the door was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me exactly where to go. Appreciated that. It was not very big in there.
I didn't think it was when I looked at the building on the outside. It was like a little hall.
Yeah. It's a small, like, I would say maybe twice the size of the apartment total.
The whole event
the
was that big?
The whole event was okay. That big. Well, I don't know. I think there was maybe an upstairs. I don't know if there was.
Because it did specify that the class was on the bottom floor.
On the bottom floor, which
so
I didn't go upstairs.
More.
So Like, there might have been more. So
I bet you needed more things to get up there.
Actually, you know, the bottom was all where all the pedals were. So maybe all the synths were upstairs. Because I did not see, there was like one synth that I saw.
Mm.
So looking at the website.
Sure.
And when I came home, I said, oh my God, it was a BYOG, bring your own guitar event. Because the bottom floor is just all of these dudes with their guitars playing with headphones on, with playing with different pedals and stuff. They had like the guitar backpack cases.
Really?
Like just milling around, and it's close quarters, and they're all milling around with these guitars on their backs, or they're playing them. Everybody had a guitar, and I was like,
yeah, so it said nothing about bringing a guitar.
Well,
on it wasn't even mentioned.
On the website, it does say RSVP here plus bring your guitar. It says plus bring your guitar.
Well, we don't have a guitar that you can plug into.
No, no.
Pedals. So
I was like, oh, okay, right. And yeah, so we were in a conference room that was like a meeting conference, like meeting table.
Like a circle?
It was a long oval.
Okay.
But yeah. And so that's why there was a size limit on the class. Was not because you were going to get personal attention.
It was just that's how many chairs they had.
That's how many chairs were in the room. So it's me and six dudes. And I came in a little late, right? Because I was like, the parking threw me.
Right. Did they all turn it and look at you when you walked in?
Well, yeah, because I opened the fucking door and I was like, I'm here for the class.
I'm like, oh my God, it's a girl.
And yeah, and so I sat down. And of course, I have to sit directly across from the lecturer at this point.
You had to sit at the head of the table,
there's one chair left. And I'm like, great.
Wait, how are they going to fit 12 people in there?
I don't know. They would have had to figure it out.
Oh. Maybe they only put as many chairs as people signed up.
Yeah, maybe. Whatever. So I sit down. And then this man, there was no icebreaker. There was no share your experience. Maybe that happened in the 4 minutes of the class that I missed. But he was already
deep
into the lecture. And I was like, okay. And then I start looking around, and there's only one synth setup. Very complicated. There's probably 100 cables going to all these different things.
There'll be a picture.
So there's the one setup.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. And then he just talked about...
Did he talk about, like, his process or what he was doing or how, like, why he was plugging what into what?
Yeah. Basically, it was like, this thing does this. If you want your tone to be brighter, then you turn it up. And if you want it to be darker, you turn it down. And then he would do the thing. But I have no clue how you even connect the two of them, and that was skipped.
It's probably just a cable.
So he's got the synth, and then he's got this rack with like 15 different modulators on it.
Well, sure.
Maybe 15. Maybe less. I don't know how. I mean, they were about...
They're all different shapes and sizes, from what I understand.
So there's, I would say, at least 12. And then there was a bunch of guitar pedals.
That you can also use with the Euro rack? Okay.
But there was a long discussion about needing a different cable for the guitar pedals because the Euro rack is the European standard of 3.5 millimeter auxiliary, like 3.5 millimeter in, and the pedals are quarter inch.
Right. So you need an adapter?
So they had to have, like, but... Not just an adapter, you need an extra modulator.
Ah, because so to get the signal.
Yeah, here's the thing. You know what's apparently a Euro rack, which I still don't really know what it is. I think it's just a thing that has modulators on it. I don't know.
It's, yeah, it makes music-ish noises.
Well, I don't think it makes the noises.
Right. They
I think
have
you
like,
still have to put the noise into it, but I don't know how.
It's probably a cable.
Well, yeah, but anyways, there was a lot. Then he was talking about a clock, and he was talking about how he wants all the stuff to start at the same time, so he's got a special clock feed that, like, from his clock going to the different, to three different places so that they all have the same beat. I don't know. This isn't making any sense to you guys because it didn't make any sense to me.
I think it's making more sense now that you're saying it out loud to me. Things go into stuff and it makes it do things.
Right. But apparently the EDM music thing, the sounds it makes are louder than a guitar.
Okay.
So you have to have a special box that like transcribes from the synth sound, not just, so it does both, changes it from like the correct size input plug, but it also makes it quieter because otherwise the guitar pedal is like, well, it's not really going to blow it up, it's going to sound bad.
Right. It'll peak it in some way.
It'll peak it, right. And so it won't sound very good. And then you have to like take the adjustment that you've made from the pedal and put it back into the thing and then back. So it like does a little loop.
Right. That makes sense. Looping things.
Sure. But yeah. It's not looping like.
Yeah, it's but like taking, like taking noise from one place, putting it into a guitar pedal, and then bringing it back.
Yeah.
So there's like a bypass that you could probably turn on and off, I guess. I don't know.
I still don't know what it did.
Right. So he wasn't a very good teacher.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
It'd be like if you went to flight school and you were like, he's a terrible teacher. I didn't understand what any of those buttons did. And they're like, well, you've been to flight school before, right? And you're like, no.
No, why would I go to flight school before going to learn how to fly at this class beginner class? Come on. They should start from the beginning in this 45-minute class.
Yeah. So I basically, I sat down. And then did not ask us. I didn't have the vocabulary to ask a question.
That's tough.
And we didn't get to touch the synth.
That's the worst part for me, is like the way that the description read on the listing made it sound like there would be some sort of toying with anything, or at least like pushing of buttons in some way, but there was nothing.
Hands in lap.
That is disappointing.
You're telling me, man. I drove 35 minutes out there.
I thought it was cheap, because this was on the cheaper end of our budget that we have for $50 for the event. And it was only
$20. $20 too much.
Right. Now I'm seeing that because the event was free, right? The expo was free, but the class in the event was
$20. Yeah.
Which now that you didn't even get to, I don't know, take home a memorable cable.
I will say, who do you think is going to the expo?
I thought more synth heads, not, I didn't know there were pedals involved.
Well, no, but who is going to an expo?
People that like the thing that it is about.
Yeah, and an expo is like, you're being sold those things. So you probably have working knowledge and you're looking for professional, right? Because I have never encountered these things before. Because it's like when we go, like when we went to PostNab and like everything was professional and they had an assumption
that we knew anything.
That's because that's who goes to expos or people who know stuff about the thing. Because typically an expo is considered relatively boring if you aren't innately, like, deeply involved in that particular...
In PostNab's defense, okay, there was free food.
There was food.
There were drinks.
I enjoyed the speakers at
and
PostNab.
And the speakers were really good.
The speakers were good.
And I think I did a very good job pretending like I knew what I was talking about with some people.
Sure. But
that
we knew more about what was going on at PostNab than I would ever know about this synth stuff.
So is this going to get you into synthing? I'm sure that's what they call a synthing.
I mean, okay, well, here's the thing. I don't really want to make music. I just want to, like, enjoy music.
Right, you can turn it on and it just plays itself after a while.
I think there's a lot of expensive trial.
If there was a Euro rack in front of you right now, would you unplug and plug stuff in to see what happens? Or is that not something that sounds fun to you?
He didn't unplug or plug in anything.
What?
It was all...
That's the whole thing?
It was all plugged the whole time.
From what I understand...
He just turned a couple of knobs.
No.
Yeah.
What?
There was no... It wasn't like it was empty and then he filled it. I sat down and that's how it was the whole time.
Oh my God, that is so... There
was no like this... Sometimes he was pointing at like this thing goes to this thing, but all of the little...
Meanwhile, you're across the table like...
Right, and all of the synths and modules have like fucking 12 numbers for their name.
Right,
like,
or they're
this
like...
is the RMC X12 and blah, blah, blah. It's an optimal modular
it's an ultrasonic, space.
It's a UAC, you know, an ultrasonic amplification control.
Mm.
And, you know, it's going to add vibrato to stuff. And you're like, okay.
You're like, I know some of those words.
And he was like, do you guys know what vibrato is? And I was like, yes.
You're like, that's the only word I do know.
And he's like, yeah. So, you know, if you're getting into like polyphonic and like hyperphonic stuff, you know, like you're going to want to really make some adjustments here. And like, if you're playing the same tone over and over, like it sounds really flat. So sometimes you want it to turn on, sometimes you want it to turn off. And if you turn this knob, then it'll like adjust it so that it only plays half the beats, but random, which half of the beats.
Sure. Randomized beats, randomly
half the time.
Sure.
And I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah, I pre-prepped some stuff.
I swear, there should have been some demonstration of unplugging and plugging any wires, because that's the only thought.
No, and he had an iPad, and he was talking about how iPads are, like, very controversial, apparently.
To use with that or something?
To use with that for whatever reason.
Well, it's like a computer. I think they're supposed to be computerless.
Well, and that's what he was saying, too, was that, like, he doesn't mind using an iPad or a computer or something. I don't know. I didn't know that there was a problem with using an iPad. I didn't think that there was an issue.
Now you do know.
I don't know why.
Well, no, you just have to, anytime you run into anybody and they bring up Eurorack synthesizers, you're like, do you use an iPad?
Yeah.
And if they, depending on their answer, you're like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
And then just see how they react, you know? See? You're in.
No.
Well, please tell me there was something else at the expo besides guitar pedals and a classroom.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom.
Well, how was that?
God, the water pressure for washing your hands was terrible. There was no water pressure.
Okay.
So, I mean, but it was clean. It was fine.
How many stalls were there?
Five stalls and an all-gender restroom, so I always appreciate that.
Okay, that's nice.
So that's nice.
Yeah.
And it said all-gender restroom, no urinals. You know, so at least you know.
Did they have like a trough or like a hole in the ground?
No, it was like clearly a women's restroom that they changed.
Gotcha.
To and then I think there was an all gender like with urinals on the other side.
Right. Okay.
Right. So.
Makes sense why that bathroom would be cleaner.
I think there was men using it too. Including some guy who was wearing a fucking guitar backpack,
yeah,
trying to bring it into the stall with him.
What was he going to do with it in there?
I think he was going to pee.
Was he going to noodle?
I don't know.
Noodle
don't
around on his guitar?
I don't think so.
He's like,
they're electric guitars, so.
Yeah, you just hear a little bit, and he's like, blink. You know, a little pop.
No, I left the bathroom because I didn't need to be in there anymore.
Well, that's what I'm imagining him doing in there.
But yeah, that was all that was there was people selling guitar pedals, and I did not go to the upstairs.
Could you?
So maybe there was people selling synths upstairs because I had seen one synth downstairs, like a little keyboard.
Right, because you'd think they'd have like the modules for sale.
I assume that they do, but I don't know what I'm looking at.
Right, but there
the
might
modules
have been
look remarkably like guitar pedals.
But they're flat-ish. Well,
they're both flat-ish.
Could you what was the head count? Would you say?
Yeah, it was surprisingly busy. There was quite a few people in there.
Okay, everyone but you had a guitar.
I would say it was probably half.
Oh, okay.
Half had guitars.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better.
But it was definitely an overwhelming half. I did see an 8-year-old girl. We connected. We bonded on a level of neither of us knew what the fuck was going on.
You got to find that.
Also, it's like silent disco in there. You don't even get to hear.
Right, because they're all wearing headphones.
They're all wearing headphones.
Right, to plug their guitars in.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to have amplifiers or else no one would be able to. It'd be like Guitar Center, guitar testing area, where no one can hear anything and everyone's just making noise. Look, I'll say this right now, okay? Some of the places that we will send each other this time or in the future might be flops. Sometimes we don't know going into this how many or if there will be any activities in this one.
Well, I would like an activity next time.
Right,
I'm just saying. I've had two non-activities in a row, man.
Well, at least one of them had food.
Yeah. And people to talk to. No one talked to me. Not a single person.
It's because you're like the only girl there. They're not gonna. You're intimidating. They're like, oh my god.
I was wearing a hat earlier, and somebody did tell me that they liked my hat, but that was on the street. That wasn't in the expo. So maybe they were going. I don't know if they were going to the expo or not.
Yeah.
But
they probably didn't know what to say. They're like, do you like guitar pedals? And you're like,
no.
No. And they're like, oh, do you want to play my guitar? And you're like, I don't know how. Like, there's nothing.
Like the guy was like, so did you guys have any questions? And he looked at me and I was like, no, of course.
None that I want to ask.
No.
You did a great job explaining this to everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, other people ask questions.
Like what?
Like asking him, well, I guess like somebody asked what he was using on the iPad app-wise.
Ooh, I don't know why, you know, iPad, that's a little, I don't know if he should be using an iPad.
He showed these stackable cables, and somebody asked, like, can you not stack more than, he's like, it's like a splitter cable where it's like an auxiliary in, but then it's got a port on the top, and you can put another auxiliary into the top of it.
Oh.
And it will go into, so like the, well, I guess it would be auxiliary out, right? And then the out can go in two different directions. And somebody was like, well, how many of those can you stack? And he was like, well, if you're wanting it to go more than like two places, you might as well just get one of these like splitters because they're $3.
I always wondered how those things were powered because I think the power goes through the cable also because there's like one module for power and then that connects through all the wires and then it,
I don't know. He didn't tell me.
Should have asked. Hey, how do you turn it on? How do you...
Could you and Matt...
Hey, so what do the cables do again? Hello?
Yeah, I have not sat so silently for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
In a very, very long time. Literally, I just didn't say a fucking thing because there was nothing I could say.
Well, you said you were also fighting to stay awake.
That was the other part of it, is I was like, this is... What? Like, the parts where he played music...
Yeah.
That bit was fine, but then half the time he was talking over the music.
Of course.
Which I did take a little recording of one point of some of the music that he was playing.
And is he talking in the video?
He is talking the whole time.
Oh, good, good, good.
And it is... And he makes the one joke that he said the entire time, which is, are you guys getting this, or is it, like, way too much information? And then everybody just laughed.
Was he like, oh, maybe I should slow down?
He was like, all right, okay, we're moving on.
Oh, come on.
No.
Wow.
They did give me a little... Oh, I have to get it.
You got something? Ooh, souvenir.
Yeah, souvenir. Hmm.
I love souvenirs.
Where'd it go? It's just a little...
Oh, how small is it?
It's a piece of paper.
Oh, good.
With a sticker. Where did that go? There it is. So it's this sticker of a squirrel in a biscuit. I don't know.
A winking biscuit.
A winking biscuit with a squirrel. And then this QR code, which I think has, I guess we'll look at the QR code together. Oh, good. It's a Google Doc.
Okay. Don't tell me it's like
it's just the equipment list from what he was using.
Ooh. Oh, it's his PowerPoint.
Oh.
The what's and why's. What is it? Oh, there's all your vocabulary terms.
Wow, why did they not give this? They gave us this at the very end.
You would have been able to follow along at least. Wow, terms, gate versus CV. You've got gate versus CV2. How many pages are there? Three. Intro. Oh, wow. Lots of resources for learning.
Which I think the resources for learning includes, let's see, modulargrid.net. Okay, it's a forum. But VCV rec? What is that?
Ooh. No.
I thought he said that it had all of the stuff that he was using on it.
No, it had an equipment list, didn't it?
Oh, modular grid of the systems we're using today. So that's...
Oh, my goodness.
That's what it was.
Yeah. That looks really cool. Sure. I like a lot of buttons and knobs. You know me.
There's... Does this... Let's see, if I click on this... Okay, yeah. It tells you what the things are.
I mean, this is a cool website that, like, you can
put... Right, so he's sitting there going, like, yeah, so you're going to go into the Dopfer?
A11.
It's A11-6, and this Dopfer, you know, if you're doing this, which that one's $222. This one's $475.
What the heck?
That I thought they were cheaper. That's $99 for that little skinny thing.
Okay.
That's $370.
Oh, my God.
$270, $350, $350, $100.
I can see why he didn't want you to touch it. That's an expensive piece of equipment.
$450.
Because, like, the rack also is...
This whole thing...
Not including the cables.
I mean, this is a couple grand.
Yeah.
And he's like... You have this at home to play with. Or, like, this is what you're investing into.
Do we need one? We might need one to practice now.
But you know what I mean? Where I'm like...
You're like, I have zero clue what you're talking about.
Like, how far into the financial investment of, like, you already own all this other stuff, and this is the stuff that you're looking into, and each of these individual components...
Is $200.
Is $200 minimum. you're looking at between $200 and $500 for all of these individual components. And so, like, yeah, I was, which, I mean, I would say maybe next time look up what Eurorack is.
Yeah, for when you go to the next, yeah, the next, the intermediate next class.
Well, like, I mean, if it's going to be, it's just ridiculous.
It is. I mean, I would say that it probably interests me more than it interests you. Mm-hmm. Mostly just because of the buttons and knobs. You know, I like twisting stuff and pushing buttons.
Yeah, I feel like for me it is overwhelming.
Understandable.
Because I like to know what the things do. But also, I'm just not very interested in making music. Like, I like listening to it. My favorite part was when he played the beat he made.
You're a dancer.
Yeah. I should have brought cards and been like, do you need a go-go dancer for your gig? Like, let me know. I'll come dance for you.
I can dance to your randomly generated music. No problem. Just the Mr. Krabs beep, 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 boop, beep, boop, bop, bop, beep, boop, bop.
But yeah, I wouldn't go back.
What would you rate it? Out of 10.
What is 1 and what is 10?
1 is bad. Would not recommend to anybody that doesn't know anything about Eurorack. 10 is I've got 7 of the 12 modules in my wishlist shopping cart and I'm looking to invest.
Right, but like that doesn't apply to me. That 10 doesn't apply to me.
Right, like, so you'd be leaning towards the 1, it sounds
no,
like.
No, I mean, like, the 10 would be, like, you. How would I rate it? Like, on a scale of, like, having a good time?
Yeah.
What's 10 on the scale of having a good time? I don't think it's owning Eurorack stuff.
10 is you would sign up for the next class.
Yeah, a 1. The only reason I stayed was because of embarrassment. Like, I so desperately wanted to leave. You know what the most interesting thing in the room was? There was a Cat-tastic magazine that I really was like, God, there's like this, it wasn't even Cat Fancy, it was like Cat-tastic, it was something, some cat magazine that I was kind of like, if I wasn't sitting directly across from the instructor, I probably would have been like, what's in this cat magazine that's in here?
Gotcha. So Cat Magazine out of 10.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I mean, if all of the events that we sent each other to were great, then you know what? I feel like we would get desensitized. We wouldn't appreciate the small things. Hi, Kiki. I guess the cats are just taking turns being on the... It's because you know why? Everyone that is on the podcast gets paid.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, Kiki. Paid no monies.
Paid no monies. Well, you have to have a line.
Yeah. Kiki, do you... Excuse you, Kiki.
Well, no treats for Kiki. Okay. In my ear, Kiki. Get your tail out of my face.
Yeah. No, I would not... Unless you are deeply invested in synth music and you're looking for the next step... No, I would not recommend going to that event.
Well,
in
luckily,
general.
It's only one day out of the year, so, you know.
Well, it was 2 days. It was the 21st and 22nd.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that's what it said on the website.
Wow, I know nothing about this event. Because I saw the class first, and then it wasn't until hours later that it was like, don't forget your expo ticket. And I was like, shit, is this in an expo hall? And I was like, oh, I hope that doesn't cost money. I was like, is it going to be like a $300 expo ticket to get in? And I was like, ah, shit. But it was free, which didn't make me feel any better.
So I think lessons learned.
Sure.
Maybe no expos.
Well, I wouldn't say no expos, but know what the expo topic is, at least.
I would also say that if something is a beginner class, it needs to be no experience needed or introductory. Like those two phrases,
yeah,
like were like kind of a necessary, because I was like, oh, okay.
Also, like, I guess it needs to explicitly say hands-on, you know, something or other, or like you take home something, you know, like the experience is memorable in that way also.
I would say it would be the equivalent of if I sent you to a lecture on like Edwardian corsetry, like historically accurate corsetry.
Boning.
Sure. Which.
Lace.
Like I would say, you know, if I was to send you to that, like just going to a historical corsetry, like,
but see, the thing is, would I be making one?
No. Not if it's a 45-minute class.
How long would the class need to be for me to make one?
Probably a week.
We don't have that kind of time.
Well,
or because, money. I'm sure it costs hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. And, like, when you think about it, if you're interested in Edwardian corsetry specifically...
Yeah, that exact era, yeah.
It probably means that you know how to sew already. So showing up and not knowing how to sew, you're not going to know anything when they're like, so, yes, in the Edwardian corsetry, they use these particular types of boning channels made with blah, 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 blah. You know, and if you're using 3/4 inch versus this, you know,
I've worn a corset before, but I have not worn that kind of corset.
Yeah, well, I've listened to electronic music.
Yeah.
I've even watched videos about electronic music.
Sure.
With you.
Yeah.
Zero practical experience.
Well, again, we learn. And like you just said, it still was an experience, you know, you got like, there's something to talk about, good, bad, whatever, but it is still interesting to see, even if they don't understand anything, it's interesting to see that side of whatever culture that is.
I guess.
No, it's interesting for me to listen about.
Yeah. I mean.
Cause it's so normal for them, but you're so out of your element.
Well, I mean, I could do a lot of things that are like I think that there is a certain point when you are so far removed from the topic that, like, he could have just been lying the entire time, you know? Like,
or speaking a different language.
Right? He could have been lying. He could have made up everything, and I would have been like, sure. Like, the information is equally as useful if he had lied about the entire thing. Like, he didn't. I mean, like, and there were some things where I'm like, yeah, okay, I can, you know, I understand how, like, a wave works, like a sound wave works. So, like, you know, he could explain that. I'm like, I don't know how any of this shit works together.
But it just
works. I can understand how, like... Yeah, if you mod it with an oscillator and it can change the frequency, sure. Yeah, it oscillates the frequency. I know what that means in a theoretical, I took physics in high school kind of way. But I don't...
Who remembers physics from high school?
I do.
Oh.
I built a really good bridge.
I took physics in college, but never, I don't remember what.
I also took physics in college.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brag about it.
Yeah.
I bet you graduated, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Biophysics?
Yeah, it was biophysics. It was specifically physics for the biological sciences. And so it was really interesting. I did like that physics class. The craziest part was that the textbook was, and this is very Humboldt.
Yeah.
The textbook was, you had to buy it from the university bookstore. That
sure.
was the only place ever that it was sold, because it was the instructor's textbook that
he wrote.
But it was handwritten.
Oh my God.
It was literally like, and like all the images were just his drawings.
Drawings?
just drawing, and it was written in cursive. Like, all the labels
That's crazy.
Were in just in his handwriting. And so, like, half of the time, and it was, like, photocopied, right? So half the time, you're just deciphering what this fucking book said.
Why would transcribing it not be an option?
I don't know. I don't know why. I wonder if I still have that. I doubt it.
Because the pictures are fine.
But the benefit of it, it was only, like, $20.
Oh, right? Okay.
And compared to the $400 textbooks I had to buy. So, like, I didn't really care that much. But it was... just like it was very bizarre to have it be this guy's just handwritten book, and like the problems in it were all handwritten out to him, like and he'd been using the same thing for ages. He'd been using it for so long,
which this is almost on that level of this is his course, right? The QR code, but he didn't give it to you till the end, so there's no, like, that would have been a great printout.
Yeah,
or something.
Because it had the list of what all the words that he kept saying me.
There's a whole vocabulary page.
He was
page.
Using all the acronyms for things, initialisms, I guess. But he was using all the shorted versions of it, and I'm like, I don't know. Like he would say it like one time, and then he would say what it meant, and then
use like, it. Use just the initials.
Just the initials.
So the rest
for
of
the rest of the time, and by the time. He's on like the 15th one. I'm like, I don't fucking know. I was trying to keep up because I was like, maybe I'm gonna learn something.
Well, I mean, I feel like what I've learned today about what you learned is that you learned a lot of stuff, but it's like one of those sheets where like you have branching things connected with like bubbles.
Sure.
What is that called?
Like a
flow chart.
Sure.
Situation.
Kind of.
I feel like that's where it's at, right? You've got the Euro rack in the middle. That's the main topic. You've got all these different words and stuff that you've heard and remember, but none of them are connecting.
Oh, you're thinking of a word cloud.
Word cloud. That's the one. So like it's all there, right? But you can't be like, all right, with this information, I can put it all together and make sense of anything. But no, it's like, you're missing.
You know what it's kind of like? If I showed you a picture with 20 people in it, and I just randomly told you the names of those people.
Just the initials.
Once. And I was like, now you know the whole group. And if I was to say, like, here's 20 people. Sarah is a lawyer. And you're like, this is a softball team picture. I'm like, yeah. Sarah's a lawyer. You're like, okay, well,
She loves pistachio ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. And then you got Mike. He's the catcher on the team.
And he's the catcher in the bed.
Yeah, he's the catcher in the bedroom. So,
and you're like, all right, well, why is this all important now?
Right.
Moving on, we've got Larry over here. He loves to wear two right shoes. And
but everyone looks
finger guns.
But yeah, we're all in softball uniforms. Everybody's like looks the same because you can't tell the difference between, like, I mean, they look different.
Well, the coach is probably wearing.
But there's
different.
No chance in knowing what player does what unless you are on the team.
Well, no, don't worry. The key to the picture, right, where it says who everyone is and what their position is, was given to you 3 hours later on a different piece of paper.
Yeah.
And you don't have a reference of the picture anymore.
No. Also, all of their job titles are gone.
And like, they swap places all the time.
And they swap places, yeah. like, it's just so... Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Well.
Do you remember the time you asked me to explain rugby to you?
Yes.
And then you were, it was funny because you were high.
Yeah.
And then eventually you were like, why are you telling me the rules of rugby? And I was like, because you asked.
It's like 15 minutes later, I'm like, why are you telling me this?
But like, I'm like trying to explain it to you, but I don't have any like pictures or whatever. And you're like, why are you telling me this? That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like. It's like you asking, and you know, and for me, it would be like, oh, like why, like, how am I supposed to ask a question? Like, I'm signed up for this fucking class. You know, like, why are you here if you don't know anything about this? Like, well, I did pay for it. I'm here.
That's a very fair relation comparison. Dang.
Like...
Well, you know what? In the near future, whenever you choose one for me and you want me to experience something along the same lines, feel free. You know, you get one.
You get
two, honestly. Take two. Take two of them if you want. Send me wherever. Put me way out of my element, you know?
Well, I'll think of something. I'll start looking. Because, whew, yeah, I don't know. And especially because, like, I was wearing a cute outfit. I mean, I'm wearing a cute outfit now. But I was wearing, like...
It was cuter.
It was an even cuter outfit with, like, a cute little hat.
Yeah, you
and
had a,
like,
hat made by my mom.
Yeah, I had, like, side boob going on.
There was side boob.
So I was looking, you know, I was, like, looking real cute. Every other person in the room...
Black.
Black t-shirt.
Yeah, no, understandable. Yeah.
And then I'm, like...
You're like this little ray of sunshine.
It was me and
wandering
a bunch of...
Wandering the...
And it was me, yeah, and then just a bunch of...
I assume a bunch of metalhead...
Yeah, a bunch of metalheads.
Bunch of metalhead gamers, you know? Like, you know, long hair, mm-hmm. leather jacket, and 80-degree weather.
Well, especially in the pedal area, all, like, I was like, cool.
Oh, because you know why? Distortion.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that about does it. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll be sending Deuter off to his adventure.
In 2 weeks. This is a bi-weekly podcast.
Yeah. If you, if you're a member on our fourth wall, then you get the podcast a week in advance.
Yes.
If you are a tier two or tier three member.
You get the video.
You get the video for the podcast.
Or I can do stuff like this.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
I can go like this.
Dang.
You know what I need? You know what I need right
wow.
now? Wow.
Yeah. But thanks everybody so much for listening. We appreciate everything. If you're this is all the places you can find stuff. So if you're on YouTube or if you're
Spotify,
if you want to leave a big thumbs up for us or a rating.
Yeah, rate a review.
Leave a comment.
Hey, wow, this seems like a terrible idea to say. I will not send any of my friends to the LA Synth Expo in the future. Thank you so much for letting me know.
I mean, or maybe you didn't know that LA has a Synth Expo and you want to go next year.
That's true. I assume it's every year. It's the first time I've heard about it. Maybe it's the first
time.
Who knows? I don't know. It didn't say annual, so I don't know.
I don't know. I could probably find it on the website.
Wow. I really should have checked the website.
You think it did say annual?
Oh my God.
Let's look.
Of course it did.
Real quick. We'll look.
Oh. You know, and this is one of the reasons why we really enjoy doing the podcast is we probably wouldn't be doing these things otherwise. And it's an interesting way to find out about more.
This is the fifth one.
Wow. Dang. Maybe I'll go next year. I'll bring my guitar that I don't have yet.
Yeah, I mean... I think you'd enjoy it more.
I gave my guitar to my mom a couple of years ago because she needed an electric guitar for her kindergarten class. But the guitar that I had was like kind of a metal-y guitar. Like it was pretty hardcore. So I always like to imagine my mom rocking out in front of a bunch of five-year-olds.
Oh, you know what? There was a second floor that had the synths. And there's a performance room? So people were performing.
Oh. Okay. I mean, next year it's still free, so why not?
Although it doesn't say any who the performers would be, so maybe it's just anyone.
Maybe it's like more of a room where like it's set up and people can go touch it.
Listen, yeah.
And listen.
Anywho. Yeah. So we will see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Make sure to check out our live stream on Twitch. Yeah. Stream Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And it's a hoot and a holler and a half.
And we got YouTube content, too. So go check that out. You can look either at Nurse Huckleberry or Bortco. TV. We'll find you the YouTube channel. I know we're doing a great job of making everything different names, but that's just...
Look, that's what crumbles. We get for working under an umbrella company called Bortco. They name everything to make it seem like it's more appealing to everybody, but, you know, it's not.